Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, content is king. Welcome to the program. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here, ready to go. Voice is still a little shaky today, so bear with me over the next couple of hours. Stay as long as you like. Let me know when you leave. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like, your opportunity to be part of the program, dial us up, email, tweet, all the above. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. No NHL, no NBA tonight. And maybe that's good. I could use a breather. A lot of hockey over the weekend. You know, hockey's one of those sports that you don't have to know the players. When it gets to playoff hockey, a game seven, there's no other sport that compares to it. Now, when you're watching hockey during the regular season, you probably consider yourself hardcore. But the casual fan who tunes in to watch hockey will always say the same thing. Golly, there's no playoff action that's better than hockey. Game seven, where you know all it takes is one shot. And you had that yesterday over the weekend, and it was a lot of fun. The game sevens that you had, the Flames advance, Rangers, Oilers, Lightning, Hurricanes. You had a game seven with the Mavs and the Suns. You had a game seven with the Celtics and the Bucks. We'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. We'll have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Remember when the Dallas Mavericks traded for Kristaps Porzingis? That was 2019. And a lot of people thought, okay, there you go. Luka's got a running mate here. Well, the big man wasn't a bust, but he's not as good as advertised. And they sent him to Washington. And it was one of those trade deadline deals where you go, oh, Porzingis got traded. Who did they get in return? Spencer Dinwiddie. And then they got some guy that nobody can pronounce his first name. Is it Davis Bertans? And you go, oh, okay. Yeah. I think he's known as the, is he like the Latvian laser or something? He's got a nickname.
You just made that up.
You made it up.
I might have.
We'll go with it.
Will you Google Davies?
No, because I don't want to spoil it.
No, he's got some nickname that he got in Europe. Nobody calls him that in the United States.
If he was Davis Bertans, he wouldn't be in the league.
Latvian laser.
Is he like the Latvian laser? Something like that?
Exactly right.
Is it?
Yeah, nicknamed the Latvian laser.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Cannot believe that that's an actual thing.
I don't know where that came from. The deep recesses of my mind. I can't tell you what I had for dinner last night, but I can tell you that Davis Bertans is known as the Latvian laser. Dinwiddie's been a nice fit with a nice compliment with Brunson, with Doncic. And last night he contributed 30 in the Mavs blowout win. It's one of those, be careful what you ask for. When the Suns started mocking Luka, and I thought, gosh, I took a trip down memory lane when the Miami Heat with LeBron James and D-Wade were mocking Dirk Nowitzki. Remember when he had the cough and they would go, you know, they would stand next to him or they walk by him and go, and I go, oh, no, don't do that. Because it didn't turn out well for the Miami Heat when they did that to another Dallas Maverick. But you're watching and I kept going, where are the Suns? Where? Remember, it was they're up 2-0. And then I thought, okay, maybe Dallas gets one or two wins out of this. And, you know, give credit to what Dallas has done offensively and defensively. I had to laugh. I text my good buddy Nick Wright. I said, nobody's bringing up Luka's lack of defense. Remember, that was a big deal? Oh, they're taking advantage of him. I go, oh, okay. Is anybody taking advantage of him now? And the answer is no. He scored the same number of points that the Phoenix Suns did in the first half. I'm going, oh, my God, this is not good. And Luka was having a whole lot of fun. Here is a question to Chris Paul and his health after the loss last night.
Chris, just didn't seem like you were yourself tonight. Is there anything as far as the hand or anything going on with that, or was it just the game itself?
Just a tough game. You know, all season long, we try to lean on our defense. Tonight, our defense wasn't there. Our offense wasn't there either. So I think Coach said a lot of it. You know what I mean? You play all season to be in this situation and didn't work out for us.
Yeah, I don't know if he was banged up. You know, there was talk afterwards that he was dealing with an injury, leg injury there. You still got to be able to play. Offensively, defensively. Like, no excuses. Zero. At home, you're mocking Luka. You have a better team. You were the best team in the Western Conference. And then you no-show. And I thought about this last night. You know, I always hear from the Phoenix Suns fans, hey, you never mentioned Devin Booker for MVP. Okay. And I usually respond that Chris Paul is probably the most valuable player. Devin Booker is the best player on the team. And there's a big difference. And then I wondered, if you swap these two stars, Devin Booker and Luka. Luka got to play with the Phoenix Suns. And Devin Booker played for the Mavs. The Mavs wouldn't have gotten this far. Not at all. Not even close. Devin Booker, wonderful score. Wonderful. But he's not Luka. This is where you say, desperate times, desperate measures, I'm going to put the team on my back. Jason Tatum did this in Boston. Greek Freak did this last year. Luka did this series last night, and that's why they're going to play Golden State in the Western Conference Finals. This is where you make a name for yourself. You want to say to the voters next year, don't forget about me. Look at what I did this year in the playoffs. Well, next year, those voters are going to look at Devin Booker and go, yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. He didn't show up. Luka, meanwhile, this is what you want. He just turned 23. Turned 23 in February. I mean, he's been doing big boy things for 5-6 years now, going back to when he was in Europe. But be careful. The basketball gods have a way of going, oh, I don't think so. You know, that's where you get the Mutombo finger wave, like, I don't know. You got a chance to close him out. Close him out. You kept him alive, and now you're dead. This program brought to you by Discover. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. My birthday sale. Everything on the website. On sale. danpatrick.com. 35% off. You can celebrate my birthday. I didn't. All I did was sleep over the weekend. I was fine with that. But it's one of those where I'm at home during the week, get things done during the afternoon. My wife is, you know, working on, you know, most days during the week. So she decides she wants to do spring cleaning. Well, I've been working all week. I'm not doing spring cleaning, and it's my birthday. So all the noise that's made and that she's like, am I keeping you up? Yes. So that was my birthday. It was like, okay, great. And then my youngest daughter surprised me, came home. And so that was nice, but I didn't do anything for the birthday other than respond to everybody the same way. Thanks. And then that was it. Like, put your hands together, like prayers. That was it. Everybody who...
prayers? Said,
yeah.
For you?
Yes. Yeah.
You're telling us to pray for you.
Yes. Yes. Say your prayers for me. Yeah. But, big birthday yesterday. Thanks for everybody who sent wishes. Marvin didn't send any.
Oh, no.
Dang, Marvin.
You know what's crazy? I don't have DP's phone number.
Do you have my email?
Huh?
Yeah.
You have my email.
All I know is Fritzy sent me a note, and it, you know, it's like 8:30, or yeah, Todd sent it out at like 8:30 in the morning. You know, like happy birthday and hope it's great and all the. I said you are late. Two people had already beat you to the punch, and one was Jason Jackson, the Miami Heat reporter.
Unacceptable. I felt like, and I said I was going to probably do it like a little after midnight. I must have dozed off or something.
Yeah.
But I sent like little emojis of like a balloon and like a little gift thing and cake. That was cute.
You could get me a gift, like an actual gift.
It's a lot less expensive to just send a little picture of like a little.
No, I'm fine with it.
Smiley face.
I'm fine with it. You get to a certain point where birthdays, it's just not any fun. Nobody cares. They don't. Got a little cake, you know, like a really small cake.
Like a onesie cake?
Yeah. Had like one candle on it. What time?
So what was your most fun birthday party like as a kid? Like I used to...
No, I don't want to do this.
Why not?
Not because I don't care.
I just want to know what your best birthday was.
No. You want to tell your story. It's about my damn birthday.
I'm just saying I used to have these bowling birthday parties,
Todd,
which were fun.
Todd, I didn't want to hear yours. I had a crappy birthday.
The winning score would get like a triple pack of football cards.
I didn't have it was a boring birthday.
Sorry to hear that.
All right. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Thank you, Todd. What's poll question we're going to go with today?
Dan, we got options.
Okay.
We have got options.
Okay.
We could go with more shocking, Luka's first half or the Suns' first half.
I'm not surprised at Luka. I am stunned by what I saw of the Phoenix Suns. Where you go, do you guys realize that this means you get to go to the Western Conference Finals? Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated will join us coming up next hour. But when you're down 42 going into the fourth quarter at home, game seven.
In the huddle, is it, come on, guys, let's go? Or is it just, let's start making travel plans?
I don't even know what Monty Williams would say in the huddle to them. Like, hey, you guys put yourself in this bleep. You guys get yourself out of it. Yes, Eden.
You know what's funny, too, is that the final score still doesn't show how much of a blowout that game was.
Yeah, that's fair.
It was even worse than what the final score says. They played the fourth quarter basically against a B team.
Yeah.
And they still got destroyed.
Phoenix won the fourth quarter. Yeah. Boston made 22 three-pointers. That's the most ever in a game seven. You know, on the other end of the rainbow, the Bucks were 4 of 33. That's 12.1%. That's the worst three-point shooting percentage in an NBA playoff game by any team attempting at least 30 three-pointers.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Stats of the day always brought to you by our good folks at Panini, PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Yes, Paul.
Dan, there's a gentleman named Grant Williams. Is that the name, Grant Williams?
Yes.
It was 7 of 18 for 3. Did the Celtics sign him 2 days ago? Because I don't think a lot of people know who he is.
Grant Williams got the green light yesterday, believe it or not. And he took advantage of it. He was great. But, you know, we talked about this when Chris Middleton was a scratch and wasn't going to play. And I said, nobody's going to talk about this now. But they're going to come around to talking about it because it's a big deal. When they lose, it's going to be a big deal. They didn't have Chris Middleton. You didn't have that. You know, Jason Tatum had help. Yes, Eaton.
You know how you always say, like, I'm okay losing. I'm not going to let, say, Tatum beat me. You can't let Brown beat me. I'll let the other guys beat me.
Yep.
Grant Williams was exactly that backfiring.
Yes, he was. He was.
You got to live with, okay, if this dude's going to beat us, then he's going to beat us.
Well, that's when I look back and I go, who beat us? Nah, Jordan. Jordan hit a game winner. Magic dominated. Bird was unbelievable. All right, I look back and I go, how did we lose? Yeah, Grant Williams. Grant Williams.
How did we let Grant Williams beat us?
Yeah. Well, it was either that or let Jason Tatum beat us. We let Grant Williams beat us. I'm okay with that. I'm all right with it. Give credit. The Boston was a better team. They were.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, content is king. Welcome to the program. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here, ready to go. Voice is still a little shaky today, so bear with me over the next couple of hours. Stay as long as you like. Let me know when you leave. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like, your opportunity to be part of the program, dial us up, email, tweet, all the above. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. No NHL, no NBA tonight. And maybe that's good. I could use a breather. A lot of hockey over the weekend. You know, hockey's one of those sports that you don't have to know the players. When it gets to playoff hockey, a game seven, there's no other sport that compares to it. Now, when you're watching hockey during the regular season, you probably consider yourself hardcore. But the casual fan who tunes in to watch hockey will always say the same thing. Golly, there's no playoff action that's better than hockey. Game seven, where you know all it takes is one shot. And you had that yesterday over the weekend, and it was a lot of fun. The game sevens that you had, the Flames advance, Rangers, Oilers, Lightning, Hurricanes. You had a game seven with the Mavs and the Suns. You had a game seven with the Celtics and the Bucks. We'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. We'll have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Remember when the Dallas Mavericks traded for Kristaps Porzingis? That was 2019. And a lot of people thought, okay, there you go. Luka's got a running mate here. Well, the big man wasn't a bust, but he's not as good as advertised. And they sent him to Washington. And it was one of those trade deadline deals where you go, oh, Porzingis got traded. Who did they get in return? Spencer Dinwiddie. And then they got some guy that nobody can pronounce his first name. Is it Davis Bertans? And you go, okay, yeah. I think he's known as the, is he like the Latvian Laser or something? He's got a nickname.
You just made that up.
You made it up.
I might have.
We'll go with it.
Will you Google Davies?
No, because I don't want to spoil it.
No, he's got some nickname that he got in Europe. Nobody calls him that in the United States.
If he was Davis Bertans, he wouldn't be in the league.
Yeah. Latvian Laser.
Is he like the Latvian Laser? Something like that?
You're exactly right.
Is it?
Yeah, nicknamed the Latvian Laser.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Cannot believe that that's an actual thing.
I don't know where that came from. The deep recesses of my mind. I can't tell you what I had for dinner last night, but I can tell you that Davies Bertans is known as the Latvian laser. Dinwiddie's been a nice fit with a nice compliment with Brunson, with Doncic. And last night, he contributed 30 in the Mavs blowout win. It's one of those, be careful what you ask for. When the Suns started mocking Luka, and I thought, gosh, I took a trip down memory lane when the Miami Heat with LeBron James and D-Wade were mocking Dirk Nowitzki. Remember when he had the cough and they would go, you know, they would stand next to him or they walk by him, go, and I go, oh, no, don't do that. Because it didn't turn out well for the Miami Heat when they did that to another Dallas Maverick. But you're watching and I kept going, where are the Suns? Where? Remember, it was they were up 2-0. And then I thought, okay, maybe Dallas gets one or two wins out of this. And, you know, give credit to what Dallas has done offensively and defensively. I had to laugh. I texted my good buddy Nick Wright. I said, nobody's bringing up Luka's lack of defense. Remember, that was a big deal? Oh, they're taking advantage of him. I go, oh, okay. Is anybody taking advantage of him now? And the answer is no. He scored the same number of points that the Phoenix Suns did in the first half. I'm going, oh, my God, this is not good. And Luka was having a whole lot of fun. Here is a question to Chris Paul and his health after the loss last night.
Chris, just didn't seem like you were yourself tonight. Is there anything as far as the hand or anything going on with that, or was it just the game itself?
Just a tough game. You know, all season long, we try to lean on our defense. Tonight, our defense wasn't there. Our offense wasn't there either. So I think Coach said a lot of it. You know what I mean? You play all season to be in this situation and didn't work out for us.
Yeah, I don't know if he was banged up. You know, there was talk afterwards that he was dealing with an injury, leg injury there. You still got to be able to play. Offensively, defensively. Like, no excuses. Zero. At home, you're mocking Luka. You have a better team. You were the best team in the Western Conference. And then you no-show. And I thought about this last night. You know, I always hear from the Phoenix Suns fans, hey, you never mentioned Devin Booker for MVP. Okay. And I usually respond that Chris Paul is probably the most valuable player. Devin Booker is the best player on the team. And there's a big difference. And then I wondered, if you swap these two stars, Devin Booker and Luka. Luka got to play with the Phoenix Suns. And Devin Booker played for the Mavs. The Mavs wouldn't have gotten this far. Not at all. Not even close. Devin Booker, wonderful score. Wonderful. But he's not Luka. This is where you say, desperate times, desperate measures, I'm going to put the team on my back. Jason Tatum did this in Boston. Greek Freak did this last year. Luka did this series last night, and that's why they're going to play Golden State in the Western Conference Finals. This is where you make a name for yourself. You want to say to the voters next year, don't forget about me. Look at what I did this year in the playoffs. Well, next year, those voters are going to look at Devin Booker and go, yeah, but I don't know. He didn't show up. Luka, meanwhile, this is what you want. He just turned 23. Turned 23 in February. I mean, he's been doing big boy things for 5-6 years now, going back to when he was in Europe. But be careful. The basketball gods have a way of going, oh, I don't think so. You know, that's where you get the Mutombo finger wave, like, I don't know. You got a chance to close him out. Close him out. You kept him alive, and now you're dead. This program brought to you by Discover. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. My birthday sale. Everything on the website. On sale. DanPatrick.com. 35% off. You can celebrate my birthday. I didn't. All I did was sleep over the weekend. I was fine with that. But it's one of those where I'm at home during the week, get things done during the afternoon. My wife is, you know, working on, you know, most days during the week. So
she decides she wants to do spring cleaning. Well, I've been working all week. I'm not doing spring cleaning, and it's my birthday. So all the noise that's made and that she's like, am I keeping you up? Yes. So that was my birthday. It was like, okay, great. And then my youngest daughter surprised me, came home. And so that was nice, but didn't do anything for the birthday other than respond to everybody the same way. Thanks. And then that was it. Like, put your hands together, like prayers. That was it. Everybody who
prayers.
Yeah.
For you?
Yes. Yeah.
You're telling us to pray for you.
Yes. Yes. Say your prayers for me. Yeah. But big birthday yesterday. Thanks for everybody who sent wishes. Marvin didn't send any.
Oh, no.
Dang, Marvin.
You know what's crazy? I don't have DP's phone number.
Do you have my email?
Huh?
Yeah.
You have my email.
All I know is Fritzy sent me a note, and it was like 8:30, or yeah, Todd sent it out at like 8:30 in the morning. Like happy birthday and hope it's great and all the. I said you are late. Two people had already beat you to the punch, and one was Jason Jackson, the Miami Heat reporter.
Unacceptable. I felt like, and I said I was going to probably do it like a little after midnight. I must have dozed off or something.
Yeah.
But I sent like little emojis of like a balloon and like a little gift thing and cake. So that was cute.
You could get me a gift, like an actual gift.
It's a lot less expensive to just send a little picture of like a little wrap.
No, I'm fine with it. Smiley face. I'm fine with it. You get to a certain point where birthdays, it's just not any fun. Nobody cares. They don't. Got a little cake, like a really small cake.
Like a onesie cake?
Yeah. Had like one candle on it. What time?
So what was your most fun birthday party like as a kid? Like I used to...
No, I don't want to do this.
Why not?
Not because I don't care.
I just want to know what your best birthday was.
No. You want to tell your story. It's about my damn birthday.
I'm just saying I used to have these bowling birthday parties,
Todd,
which were fun.
Todd, I didn't want to hear yours. I had a crappy birthday.
The winning score would get like a triple pack of football cards.
I didn't have it was a boring birthday.
Sorry to hear that.
All right. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Thank you, Todd. Which poll question we're going to go with today?
Dan, we got options.
Okay.
We have got options. Okay. We could go with more shocking, Luka's first half or the Suns' first half.
I'm not surprised at Luka. I am stunned by what I saw of the Phoenix Suns. Where you go, do you guys realize that this means you get to go to the Western Conference Finals? Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated will join us coming up next hour. But when you're down 42 going into the fourth quarter at home, game seven.
In the huddle, is it, come on, guys, let's go? Or is it just, let's start making travel plans?
I don't even know what Monty Williams would say in the huddle to them. Like, hey, you guys put yourself in this bleep. You guys get yourself out of it. Yeah, Seton.
You know what's funny, too, is that the final score still doesn't show how much of a blowout that game was.
Yeah, that's fair.
It was even worse than what the final score says. They played the fourth quarter basically against a B team.
Yeah.
And they still got destroyed.
Phoenix won the fourth quarter. Yeah. Boston made 22 three-pointers. That's the most ever in a game seven. On the other end of the rainbow, the Bucks were 4 of 33. That's 12.1%. That's the worst three-point shooting percentage in an NBA playoff game by any team attempting at least 30 three-pointers.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Stats of the day always brought to you by our good folks at Panini, PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Yes, Paul.
Dan, there's a gentleman named Grant Williams. Is that the name, Grant Williams?
Yes.
He was 7 of 18 for 3. Did the Celtics sign him 2 days ago? Because I don't think a lot of people know who he is.
Grant Williams got the green light yesterday, believe it or not, and he took advantage of it. He was great. But, we talked about this when Chris Middleton was a scratch and wasn't going to play. And I said, nobody's going to talk about this now, but they're going to come around to talking about it because it's a big deal. When they lose, it's going to be a big deal. They didn't have Chris Middleton. You didn't have that. Jason Tatum had help. Yeah, Seton.
You know how you always say, like, I'm okay losing. I'm not going to let, say, Tatum beat me. You can't let Brown beat me. I'll let the other guys beat me.
Yep.
Grant Williams was exactly that backfiring.
Yes, he was. He was.
You got to live with, okay, if this dude's going to beat us, then he's going to beat us.
Well, that's when I look back and I go, who beat us? Jordan. Jordan hit a game winner. Magic dominated. Bird was unbelievable. All right, I look back and I go, how did we lose? Yeah, Grant Williams. Grant Williams.
How did we let Grant Williams beat us?
Yeah. Well, it was either that or let Jason Tatum beat us. We let Grant Williams beat us. I'm okay with that. I'm all right with it. Give credit. The Boston was a better team. They were.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Chris Mannix set to join us. Mannix, a senior writer for Sports Illustrated, and he was there covering the Eastern Conference final or Eastern Conference semis as the Boston Celtics pick up the win over the Milwaukee Bucks. Mannix joins us on the program. Felt like that this was a hall pass year for Giannis. You win the title, you're MVP, you don't have Chris Middleton, but you get the feeling Milwaukee's going to be back in this position next year, don't you?
Yeah, I agree. You know, when a team goes out, you start to do these postmortems on them. And in those moments, you're often looking at worst case scenarios where it's like, all right, well, they lost in the second round. What's the significant change that needs to be made to get them to a championship level? Even with Phoenix, you know, they're still good themselves, but you start talking about Chris Paul being 37 and looking like a 37-year-old over the last week or so. DeAndre Ayton's contract, the expensiveness of that team. Will Robert Sarver pay the luxury tax? With Milwaukee, it really is just kind of get Chris Middleton back in the mix and make a few changes around the periphery. Now, I think the Dante DiVincenzo trade really hurt that team in this series. They could have used DiVincenzo. I understand why they made the deal a few months ago. They made the deal to get Serge Ibaka because they didn't know the health status of Brook Lopez at that time. So you had to have an insurance policy in the middle for the playoffs, and Ibaka nominally had enough playoff experience to get you there. But as I watch Game 7 and I'm watching Grayson Allen struggle, Wesley Matthews struggle, those two guys 1-for-11 in Game 7, I'm thinking Dante DiVincenzo would have been pretty valuable in one of those roles. So you need someone like that and some help on that bench if you're Milwaukee. But you plug Chris Middleton back onto that team and you start next year as one of the top five favorites to win the NBA championship. So it's not, you obviously need some things to go right to win titles, but this Bucks team, if they bring this group back whole, you can make an argument they're right there at the top of the NBA.
Are the Suns frauds?
No, I mean, you start to get some, like, you know, during this series, the way they were mocking Luka at times. I mean, like, I don't know why you want to poke that bear in the way they did. It kind of reminded me of how condescending the Miami Heat were in 2011 towards Dirk Nowitzki. You remember that with like the fake cough and all the stuff? Like, there was a level of arrogance to that Miami team in the NBA Finals that caught up to them. I mean, the Mavericks were not as superstar laden as Miami was at that time, but they were the better team and they came out and showed it. And like early in the series, there were some pot shots taken at Luka. A little bit later in the series, you're talking about the Luka special and how he's flopping and falling down, things like that. It felt a little over the top, especially for a team that hadn't won anything, that had gotten to the finals last year and, you know, lost to the Bucks in six games. So yeah, there's that part of it, but frauds, no, as I wrap this series up, Dan, I go into the off season wondering what Chris Paul has left in the tank at this point. I mean, games 1 and 2, look at the numbers. Games 1 and 2, he was excellent, like 24 points per game, something like that. You go to game 3, which not coincidentally is when he turned 37 years old. And from game 3 on, he was bad. He was averaging, I think, under 10 points per game in that stretch. In the last two games, he was awful. So it's almost like, you know, he turns 37, he got old, like literally overnight in that game. So I go into next season wondering, did we just see kind of a change in Chris Paul? Is he going to be able to be the player he was during this season? Or do we now have to accept that Chris Paul is, while still a high-level guy, maybe going to be something of a diminished version of his former self moving forward?
Yeah, he turns 37. Luka just turned 23 in February. Like, he's doing things you're not supposed to do.
He's not. But don't you, speaking of like vibes off teams, like, yeah, look, the Mavericks are good. The Spencer Dinwiddie trade was great for them. Jalen Brunson is excellent. But don't you get kind of some like 06 Cavaliers, you know, or was it 07, the team that LeBron kind of strapped to his back and took to the finals that year? That team had some good players. Like, Larry Hughes was good. Eric Snow was good. But there was no stars on that team. Like, don't you get a little bit of that with this Dallas team? Like, you know, there are good players. And those players showed up in Game 7. You know, Phoenix's role players did nothing. Dallas's role players did everything. But, you know, Luka outscored the Suns in the first half of that game by himself. Like, how often do you see that? I mean, this to me feels a lot like that LeBron year where he just took the Cavs into the finals with a bunch of guys that were good, but nowhere near, you know, championship level.
Talking to Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated senior writer. If you were going to describe Luka to somebody who hadn't seen him, what words would you use?
Larry Bird, but a better ball handler. I mean, he makes the kind of shots that Bird made, you know, and I grew up watching Larry. Turnarounds, fadeaways, effortless three-pointers. He can just do more with the ball, I think, than Larry Bird could have done in his best days. That's pretty much it. He's Bird with better ball handling skills.
I couldn't help but think of the Boston Celtics as I'm watching them demolish the Bucks, that Brad Stevens decided not to coach and went into the front office. Like, when you think back, I mean, that's shocking because it wasn't like he was old. I don't think health was playing an issue. He went into the front office. It was one of those, oh, by the way, moves where you look back and go, that's right. He used to coach this team.
This team would not be in this position if Brad Stevens was still the head coach. And I say that as a person who, back when Brad Stevens decided to step down and then step up into the front office, I was pretty critical of it. I didn't think that Brad Stevens was the right fit for a front office role. I thought, in a way, he was taking the easy way out. You know, he had been worn down over the previous couple of years, whether it was the Kyrie season, which took a lot out of him, or the bubble season, which took a lot out of everybody. I thought at the time, you know, he was looking for something of a cushier gig in that front office. But Brad Stevens recognized at that moment, the Celtics recognized at that moment, as good a coach as Brad Stevens is, and he still is an excellent coach, he had run his course with that group. His coaching was no longer resonating with that group, and they needed a coach who was effectively the anti-Brad Stevens. That's what Ime Udoka is. He, as smart as both of these men are, his coaching style could not be more different than Brad Stevens. From a philosophical standpoint, where he came in and brought this switching defense to this team that they hadn't played in years past, which helped propel them to the top of the NBA in defensive rating. To, more importantly, a sterner voice, someone that was willing to give this team a public whipping after bad losses in the first part of the season. Ime Udoka, one of the big reasons he was number two on my coach of the year ballot was because people looked at the first 2 months of the season as being bad. I looked at them as being great coaching. Ime Udoka spent those first 2 months breaking the Celtics of so many bad habits. They had atrophied over the last year or so under Brad Stevens. So Ime Udoka had to break them of that habits to get them in the position in January where they started to turn things around. And the second half of the season where they were a top three team in the entire NBA. So as much as I like Brad Stevens as a coach, and I believe he will be a coach again someday, and he will be highly successful as a coach someday, this team needed the voice and the coaching of Ime Udoka to get to where they are right now.
The Lakers still need a coach. What are they waiting for?
Are you available?
No. I told him I'm not.
You're not?
No, I'm not. Who are they waiting for?
I don't know if they're waiting for one specific person. I don't know the answer to that. I do know they are not, from talking to coaching agents, they are not operating with any sense of urgency. They don't seem to believe that they need to hire someone in the next couple of days, couple of weeks. There's no real timetable from what I've been able to gather about when the Lakers want to hire a coach.
I give them credit, Chris, for their consistency because they didn't play with any urgency last year during the season. So correct. Why have urgency trying to find a head coach?
Well, you'd think too, like, you know, the Lakers, like we know the Lakers draft situation. It's not great, but you're going into the NBA draft combine this week in Chicago. I mean, you theoretically want to have your head coach in place at that point to start thinking about kind of what you want to do with that roster. I don't know yet what the future of Quinn Snyder is. There seems to be, I mean, he hasn't been fired, so he's still there. Doc Rivers is going to be back. Perhaps the Lakers are waiting to see how that shook out in Philadelphia. But Daryl Morey this week said Doc Rivers would be back as head coach. Maybe they're waiting to see some of these, how some of these dominoes fall with some of the more experienced coaches before they make their pick. But all I can tell you, Dan, is that coaches that are interviewing with the Lakers are not getting the sense there's any urgency to fill that position.
Great to talk to you again, Chris. Thanks for joining us.
You got it, Dan.
Chris Mannix, senior writer for Sports Illustrated.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our stats of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And it's a birthday sale the day after the birthday. Everything on the Dan Patrick Show website is on sale. 35% off. Take advantage of that while you can. Coming up, we'll hear from Drew Brees. Drew Brees from a year ago, well, not quite a year ago, where he was talking about being a studio analyst and a game analyst, and there might be a hidden message in there as to how Drew Brees got to where he is now, where it looks like he's not going to be working for NBC with Football Night in America. There's the possibility, I guess, of him coming back and playing. I don't think that's going to happen. He's 43 years of age. Dennis Allen is the New Orleans Saints' new head coach. And he said that after reading the tweet by Drew Brees, hinting at a possible return to football, the new head coach of the Saints said, that was likely, quote, made in jest. Allen says, I think it was a comment made in jest, and we certainly haven't had any conversations in that regard. Let's see. He goes on to say, I don't really want to live in these hypothetical worlds right now. We'll see where it all goes, but he caused a lot of interest, that's for sure. I don't think Drew Brees can play again. I think this has to do with Drew Brees saying, there's no fun being a studio analyst. Like, he's Drew Brees. Drew Brees is used to going out to a stadium. People either yelling your name because they support you and love you, or yelling at you because you could beat their team on that day. You go to an antiseptic studio in Stamford, Connecticut, Sunday morning. You walk in and you see Mike Florio and Peter King, Chris Sims. You're probably going, this isn't fun. I think being at a game is really important for Drew Brees, because you can never replicate that. But the closest you can get would be at a game site and doing the game. When he goes to South Bend, he does Notre Dame games. I'm sure that he's treated like a king. People, you know, yelling their support and want your pictures. Drew, we love you. He doesn't get that in Stamford, Connecticut. You walk in and you're there in that building for 8, 9, 10 hours a day, as opposed to the excitement of being out there with the game going on. I asked Drew, this is November 22nd of 2021, and I said, what's the biggest challenge making the transition from football to analyst?
Well, I mean, it's a different skill set. You know, it's using different muscles. I'd say the biggest challenge, honestly, is, first off, broadcasting and in-studio work are completely different anyway. You know, broadcasting to me is kind of like playing the game, which is a lot of fun. I prepare the same way. I watch film the same way. I mean, I think about how I would be attacking the opposing team or the opposing defense the exact same way as if I was actually going to go out there and play quarterback. And then it's just a matter of being to articulate that to the fans or those listening and watching, and, you know, try to put them in your shoes as a player. You know, you go in studio and it's much quicker. You know, you have a lot more to get through in a very short amount of time. You know, you're really trying to give a synopsis of what happened throughout the entire day. And the broadcasting is college football, and the in-studio is NFL football. So you feel like you have to have this knowledge base of kind of the general landscape of both. So that makes it difficult. And then I get to go broadcast an NFL game on Thursday night in New Orleans. So it's a little bit everything all kind of thrown into a very short amount of time.
He touched on some really interesting things there. And he's talking about the closest I can get to being a quarterback again is being on site doing a game, not being in studio. Because in studio, you may get 30 seconds. Maybe you get 45 seconds. I mean, that's an eternity when it comes to being an analyst in the studio. We like to keep it moving, rapid fire, and then you move on to another topic. When you're there, you're preparing. You're talking to the coaches. You're talking to the quarterbacks. You're talking to the players. The energy in the building. Nothing can replicate that unless you're playing. And I think that's what Drew Brees is saying. I don't want to be a studio analyst. I want to be a game analyst. Well, NBC has one game analyst, and that's Chris Collinsworth. And he's not going anywhere anytime soon. You get to do Notre Dame football. Is that enough? Notre Dame football, and then you come in and do the studio? I think Drew wants to do games. But he's also probably looking around going, let me take inventory here. Tony Romo, Troy Aikman, Kirk Herbstreit, Tom Brady. And he's probably going, those guys are getting $12, $15, $20 million a year. Tom's going to come in and bigfoot everybody and get nearly $40 million, and I'm making $6 million and I'm in a studio. I think I need to get out. That's my feeling. Do I think he's going to play football? No. And maybe NBC said, hey, all right, go. Now, they're probably going to want something in return for whoever signs him, but he might go and try to be a game analyst at Fox, I guess. I mean, there's only so many opportunities there. But I think that Drew is saying, look, if I'm going to do this, I want to be a game analyst. I want to prepare. I want to get ready for a game as I would if I was playing quarterback. Everybody ran with the speculation of, hey, the Saints? Hey, what about the Dolphins? Hey, Carolina? Hey, what about Seattle? And I went, I think he's under contract with Seattle or with the Saints. I don't know what you give up to get Drew Brees, but why would Drew Brees go play for somebody else given what New Orleans has? Still got a good defense. You just signed Jarvis Landry. Chris Olave, you drafted him out of Ohio State. Michael Thomas coming back. Kamara's going to be back. That seems like pretty good team. Shoulder had a year to rest. Yeah, Paulie.
I have a little theory on this Drew Brees thing. Now, if you're NBC, you now need a studio analyst, correct?
Yeah.
Dan Orlovsky's contract is in flux right now with ESPN. Dan Orlovsky will not be getting the Monday Night Football job anytime soon at ESPN, mm-hmm. which he was possibly in line for before. He could easily go over to NBC right down the street from where he lives, basically, and fill in. And you got a younger guy who's really hot right now to replace Drew Brees. Would seem like a media upgrade. And Dan Orlovsky can just patiently wait for Chris Collinsworth to choose to leave.
Yeah, but I don't know. You got Chris Sims in there. Rodney Harrison's now out in the field. Tony Dungy is in there. Maria Taylor's your new host there. Florio contributes. I don't know if Peter King is still contributing on a weekly basis. I like Orlovsky, but you don't get that same freedom that you have at the mothership when you're going to work for Football Night in America. That's the big difference there. And then I see, you know, what Amazon's going to do with their studio. Kay Adams will be one of the co-hosts. And I'm guessing Pat McAfee, it's a hot property. Now, can Kay be the host and McAfee the co-host? Because you got to have somebody who can kind of land the planes there. And Kay's done that before where she can guide everybody. But you got McAfee there. He'll be a flamethrower. And it could be fun. I met with the Amazon people at the beginning of this, when they were first in the mix of trying to get this. And they wanted to bounce some things off of me. And I said at the time, I'm too old for you. You need to have a younger... Look at all these shows. Go younger. Be different. And... You know, to their credit, they were like, hey, you know, we're open to all of the, and they would ask people, they'd ask what I thought of certain names. And McAfee's name did not come up at the time, or Kay Adams. But I just said, if you have younger, now you're different than the other pregame shows. And your approach should be different. And if you bring in Kay and you bring in McAfee, I think that's a great start. You know, you're going to have Marshawn Lynch, or you're going to have Richard Sherman. I think you could do something that is unique, where you got players who played recently. Most of these shows, everybody, you know, it's been years since they played. And having that younger approach here, I think would be smart. Adam in South Carolina. Hi, Adam. Best and worst of the weekend.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Adam.
5'11", 250.
All right.
Thank you. So I got a best and worst for you. Worst being the Mets finally losing their first series of the season. And then the best would be the New York Rangers. I mean, coming down in three games to win it in game seven in overtime. Just unbelievable. And as they say, there's no quit in New York.
All right. Well, thank you, Adam. Yeah, the Rangers against the Penguins. You know, these elimination games came from behind. Three of those games. Sean in Oregon. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind today?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Best and worst. I'm going to say the best was Michael Jordan's car with the Jumpman logo getting the win in Kansas this weekend. That was pretty awesome, and that's a feather in his cap. He's really, really stepped on the stage and doing what Michael Jordan does. He's a winner. And the worst of the weekend is those sorry Suns. I mean, that's... that only scored 27 points in the first half. Lucas scored 27 points in the first half. And the main thing was your two best stars, Devin Booker and Chris Paul, only scoring 11 and 10 points. You name me the last time your two stars only score that little in a an elimination game, game seven. If anybody else did that, they'd be getting thrown under the bus.
Well, they're getting roughed up. I mean, this is nationally, this is a big story. I'm sure it's really tough locally in Phoenix. You know, Milwaukee, maybe not as much because you did win the title. You didn't have Chris Middleton. The Suns don't have excuses. Milwaukee can say, look, Boston was a better team this year. We weren't healthy. We didn't have Chris Middleton. That's a big loss for us. And maybe with Chris Middleton, it doesn't go to a game seven. But the Celtics did what you want out of good teams, great teams. They come up big in a game seven. Phoenix at home. And you can't, it's one thing that you go, okay, Luka's going to get his points. You got to play defense on everybody else. And that's one of those where you see a team just give up. Where they're like, we're down 42. We got no chance. I mean, at least Milwaukee played hard till the very end. I mean, they got blown out. They didn't shoot well from three-point range. But if you would have said you're going to have two players score at least 30 points in Game 7, that's only happened three other times in a Game 7. 2002 Conference Finals, Shaq and Kobe versus the Kings. 1988 conference semis, Larry Bird and Kevin McHale versus the Hawks. 1971 conference semis, Archie Clark and Billy Cunningham versus the then Washington Bullets. Baltimore Bullets. Dallas became the fourth team since 1970 to have two players score at least 30 in a game seven. Spencer Dinwiddie had 30, Luka had 35.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
More phone calls coming up. Best and worst of the weekend. We have a whose stats would you want? We have a new poll question, and Paulie has a question about getting older. Let's take a break, then we'll come back. Not sure how I fit into getting older, the timing of this, just off my birthday.
No offense.
A little sensitive to it. But we'll take a break. 877-3DP-SHOW. More phone calls coming up right after this. Dan Patrick Show. You can hear it in my voice. I may have COVID in my voice, but you can hear the energy in my voice. M-Drive. I already had it. Had my little smoothie today. Put a scoop in there. Supplement I take every single day. You got clinically tested ingredients, supports healthy testosterone levels, boost energy, helps you feel your best. And I do feel better, a whole lot better. And, you know, out of that isolation period, but you can still kind of hear it in the voice.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.